Hey, okay. Hi, hello everyone. This is Paul Slatkis, and we're here today on the 29th of April. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. All right. Hey, hi, hello, ho, he, ha. Okay, so that was a new song, a new jingle from good friends, and we're going to go and learn a little bit more about both of them, Hara Teicher and Susan Edwards Martin, and we want to thank them because many, many years ago, they created this jingles, three jingles for us. We're going to play all three jingles and some of our little buffers that we have had in our show over these past, well, maybe 15 or 18 years worth of those jingles. And I want to thank them today. And, you know, I think this is a time where a lot of people realize how much many people have been so kind to you. And because we have more time for focusing on what life is all about. And sometimes this is the time when you say to yourself, you know, why didn't I thank that person? Why didn't I thank Georgia? Why didn't I thank us? Okay. They're wonderful people. They're magnificent people, just like Susan and Hara. They just came to the table. They just do things because they're just kind, loving souls. What else can you say? They make you want to cry when you really have a moment to cry. The trouble is we don't have enough moments to cry. But when you do cry, you get a lot out of you. And it's a very positive opportunity for human beings. And I'm crying, said Roy Orbison. So, all right, let's go to some nice thoughts here. In addition to showing some of the jingles that those two young ladies shared with us, they have a wonderful song on love, and they have a wonderful song on actually ending poverty and feeding the world. And this we know is extremely, extremely important because most of the world, not most of the world, some of the world, you know, some people say 2 billion out of the 8 billion don't have food on their plates today. We're worried today here in New York area to make sure everybody is fed, and that's all good stuff. And we have a lot of social services in this wonderful place they call America. But there's other places that the news is not so good. And we need to work maybe towards more of a worldwide consideration here. And that song, I imagine, will share that kind of thinking. And we've had that kind of thinking forever. You know, we are one, Om Shanti Om, and let's live as one. Because we have the resources, we have the food, we have a lot of good things. So that's the good news. We're then going to go show some of our Woodstock Forever movie, a little bit more of it. We have Matilda Cuomo talking about peace and about something that the Pope said to her. This is during our peace segment, Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. And we're asking people to give some consideration to, I think, Giving Tuesday. That's a nonprofit movie. Maybe you can give us a little hand there on that Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. We're going to show them in the peace sections. And we have Dylan going to perform just for us. You know, it's just kind of him. You know, he won the Peace Prize now. And Peter, Paul, and Mary. Okay, we have done a bunch of shows with Peter Yarrow, another great citizen. That's going to be good. And you're going to hear from a soldier, actually. If you ever want to know about peace, ask the soldier about peace, because they have lived a life of war and with no desire to ever do it again. Okay, and we have no desire for that to happen as well. Okay, and then we're going to, I think I'm going to show a video, that's fun, a dance video. That is super duper, and then we'll go to Claire. All right, everyone. Well, thank you. Let's now turn to me being unable to switch the camera to turn it around. Okay. That is what happened here. So now we're going to go to these jingles. So this is what I was saying about Susan and Hara. Here's the song, their latest song that they did. And I would like to play that first. The buffering way of life. I hit it twice. Maybe I hit it too many times. Hayata. Gloria. Yes. Georgia. Looks like Montauk, huh? That's their latest song. And here's our good news jingles and so on. You know, we've been playing them back. We've been starting the show with this one. They made these many years ago. Okay, so that was another piece that they did for us. We started off actually with that blues, but I want you to hear this country song, okay? Country.
I listen to good news and I feel fine.
Podcast.
Every chance I have, I get online.
Yeah, look at Jerry Seinfeld.
The stories that inspire me and show me how great life can be. Good news broadcast.com.
Sing it, Jerry.
People say that life can
that guy can do anything.
Hard.
Sounds like a girl.
I know the secret that I found. Oh, when I'm feeling sad and blue, get online to hear good news broadcast.com.
Okay, thank you for that one. And then we are going to go down here. You have a little background on Hara. She's got a couple books. That's good news. And Susan, she's a performer big time. And actually, this is some from her show. But let's go to, and that's well worth watching. Big enjoyment. Maybe we'll go to it. But let's go to this World Hunger concern, because this is another song that Hara and Susan created. And take a breath before we do that. Okay? This is like one of the most ridiculous things in the world. The fact that we cannot feed the world and we don't have our act together. We have so much food. In fact, some points they pay the farmers, at least here in this country, to store their food, to make their food, probably to throw out their food. Let it begin with me. Okay. Well, that's the first time I'm seeing that too. There's no doubt that's one powerful piece. Go back and listen to Susan at a later moment. She was in a lot of Torch Song Trilogy, I believe, and a bunch of other song shows. And she's a hardworking lady and very talented, obviously, you could see from that. Ah, oh, boy. Okay. We can do better. We will do better. Seems like a lot of people want to make some changes, at least here. In America, maybe this is the time to make them worldwide. I believe it is so. Let's get the leadership to make that happen. Okay, so at this point, I'm going to go to something for Woodstock Forever. But first, I'm going to show my my bug. My hair is a bug. Whoop, not a real bug. It's a bug. Okay, so you see the car? That's before, and that's after. All right, so, you know, we made a lot of people happy with this car, but it rusted. So as part of our outreach for our Woodstock Forever and in general our nonprofit outreaches, if you can help us with any kind of Giving Tuesday, this is it, on Woodstock Forever, we would appreciate it because this is a nonprofit. And that's that. Here we go. So that's our piece reel. This is from our Peace Day show. So I'm going to show a few things from our Priest Woodstock Forever movie, Peace, Love, and Hope. And hope you like it.
How many years must the mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times must a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is a blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Sanders. I was stationed in Africa during World War II for 2 years. And the bottom line to all this is that freedom is not free. It has to be earned. And I think we're all appreciative of that fact. A lot of people have died, and we cannot forget their memories, okay? And hopefully it'll be a better world as we go
this
on.
This is the 45th ending of World
Thank you so much.
War II.
Good things that you do. Thank you very much for that. Well, you're here tonight for helping to educate. We're very involved with World Peace, the International Day of Peace. 193 countries agreed to a peace day. I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? I really would love to know, what does peace mean to Matilda Palmer?
Peace?
Peace.
La pace.
La pace.
It's everything. We have to know as adults how much it means to our young children to live in peace. And we have to learn and teach them when they're very young that you have to do things that are good for everybody. Be good, that's all. Be good and understanding. There are so many young kids today who are failing school. They have no family. We are inundated with prisons, with young men who are called, they're on probation when they come out. They need help. Because when you don't have the family, like the Pope told me just recently, he held my hands and he said, Matilde, la familia. And this is everything. It's everything in our life, the family. If they don't have a family, we're all looking to help them. That's why this brochure, I bring it, because this is to help the family, the kids who don't have anybody in their life. It's a very sad thing, very sad.
That is a family by itself.
That's right. That's exactly what it is.
I couldn't have said it more beautifully. Thank you.
She's so super. So special. We have more songs. We have a great show here. Oh, boy. All right. So, you know, a little bit of heaviness going on here today. But heaviness with a positiveness because might as well go for the St. Francis of Assisi. Throw it all in on this side of things. I see a lot of other good things that are out there, too. sometimes a lot of violence-related media, even sensational at times. But this is inner peace, positive lifestyle. So, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. This is from St. Francis of Assisi. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood, to be understand, as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Women, and as I have each day, and some people have called me, and I've been happy to share any kind of thoughts or any kind of events that might be of help to those. Let's go to a little breathing technique from our good friend Claire. But my Volkswagen doesn't want to go away after all these years, and it does come up every once in a while. I just towed it from Brooklyn to Montauk. No, actually, the watermill. In the process of thinking that, you know, soon, actually, my place is opening over there. Anybody's wants to go out to Montauk, let me know. And because we're going to do yoga out there and try to get ourselves back into a form of that we previously were living under.
Firefighter and the sounding breath.
This was for firefighters, but it's very important, more breathing techniques.
Because you can use these on the job. You can use them on your way to the fire. You can use them when you're in it. Regulating the blood sugar levels, the blood pressure, calming yourself. That would be the sounding breath. The rhythmic breath gets you up the steps, uses less oxygen, and you'll have so much more energy. So when you do the in, out, out, for each breath, it's a step. So you would step, inhale, another step, inhale, and then another step, exhale, and another step, exhale. So it would be in, out, out, in, out, out. So go ahead and practice this in the stairs in your home or at work, because you want to practice it before, you know, getting yourself in that situation. And you'll pick it up in no time. Just a few trial runs, up and down, a couple sets of steps, and you'll be fine. And you'll notice. It's really incredible. So go ahead and experience it, and you'll see.
Okay, so Claire, in, out, out. Go for that one. Go to our website, and you can see more of what Claire's talking about. I believe what I'm going to do is going to sort of end here with a little bit of an upper. Because not that those aren't uppers. It's an upper to help others. There's no doubt about it. That's one of the greatest things a human being could do. That's the biggest upper. This is an upper too.
Bye.
Kaboom. That's good stuff. No doubt about it. Okay. Peace. Prayer. Plant. We're going to go outside. Remember one thing. You are loved. I love you, and so many to do. Here's some hardworking women. Okay, let's just go outside and take a moment to smell the roses. I don't have roses, but to smell whatever else is smelly out here. Actually, the smells are unbelievable. After the rain, who loves time after the rain? Oh, my God. New York, New York. Pretty quiet, huh? The good news is that the sirens are lessening, but the pain is still here. So a moment of prayer for all those in need worldwide, all those are unable to get something to eat all over the world. It's one world. The borders and boundaries are all make-believe. That's for sure. Just look up. One sky, one Mother Earth. If you dig down there, you'll get to another border. Atlantis tree, tree that grows in Brooklyn. Strong, sturdy. I'm gonna finish with a moment here on the Zen garden. Or any kind of garden you want to call it. The important thing is take a moment to be thankful. Take a moment to call those that are in your life or were never in your life anymore, but still have the chance because today's a new day. All right, everybody, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being part of our show today and for your comments. And your thoughts and your good wishes. Love you all.